Don't know if you saw any of the DNC convention opening night last night. Michelle Obama spoke. A lot of Chicago connections, for sure. We also saw Lori Lightfoot. Her profile definitely elevating. She did sort of a roundtable Q&A with other local leaders. There was a police chief in there, a mayor, another mayor, I think, talking with Joe Biden about what's needed in America right now and that kind of thing. So we saw that. And I want to talk to my friend Pat Brady, the former chair of the Illinois Republican Party, because one of your friends was also featured. John Kasich was out there. I thought that was pretty interesting, the decision to include him. How you doing, Pat?
Anna, how you doing?
I'm all right. I watched some of it, not all of it, last night. But it's interesting because it feels as if the Democrats are definitely trying to open up the tent, broaden the tent by featuring him, Christine Todd Whitman, former governor of New Jersey. You saw Meg Whitman also.
Yes.
And so they featured some Republicans there, clearly thinking that some of those moderates are up for grabs in this election.
Yeah, I think that is the thinking. And Governor Kasich, I think, laid out the case the best for why they're doing it is that he just believes, as much as he loves the party, and we all do that are Republicans, that the country's more important, and he doesn't like the tone that the president's taken. He doesn't like the approach he's taken and some of the other things he's done. So those folks decided that, hey, we're going to just go with Joe Biden and see if we can bring some people with us. Now, I'm not sure to what effect. We'll see, but I thought the speeches were all good.
Didn't he try that the last time around, though, too? Wasn't he sort of quick to jump the Trump train and speak out about it?
Oh, yeah. I remember in Cleveland, and you and I were there 4 years ago, the convention was in his home state, and he didn't go to the convention. We actually did a press conference before he decided not to walk into the convention hall. And I'm not sure if it got him anywhere, but I think he's a good man. I like John Kasich. I was the Kasich delegate. I think he sincerely believes that the approach that the president's taken is wrong and that the party needs to kind of wake up and snap out of it, and that he's going to support Joe Biden. That, again, we'll see what happens, because the response to that was from the Republicans, well, John, who cares? And then from even some of the progressive Democrats, is like, well, we don't want him either. So I'm not sure if it works or not, but I thought they were all good speeches.
Yeah, let's hear a little bit of Kasich here. We've got some here for you.
America is at a crossroads. Sometimes elections represent a real choice, a choice we make as individuals and as a nation, about which path we want to take when we've come to challenging times. America is at that crossroads today. The stakes in this election are greater than any in modern times. Many of us have been deeply concerned about the current path we've been following for the past 4 years. It's a path that's led to division, dysfunction, irresponsibility, and growing vitriol between our citizens. Continuing to follow that path will have terrible consequences for America's soul, because we're being taken down the wrong road by a president who has pitted one against the other. He's unlike all of our best leaders before him, who worked to unite us, to bridge our differences, and lead us to a united America.
All right, so total moderate, John Kasich, and one of the reasons people liked him. But I think one of the issues you're going to be seeing in tonight when AOC gets up there, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, is that there's this sort of fight to the left of the party from some of the folks there to try to say, hey, you know, over here, we're not necessarily thinking like you moderates. We're certainly not like Kasich and those folks. And how will they sort of resolve that? Because Biden himself is a moderate.
Yeah, that's going to be interesting. They only gave her 60. AOC only got 60 seconds. But I thought last night, and I think the vice president did a very smart thing in that panel discussion that Mayor Lightfoot was on, when they were talking about the issues. And he said, we need to support the 99% of law enforcement that's good. Because I think the Democrats really take a risk of losing this election to President Trump if they come off is not supportive of the police. There's a lot of suburban people and other people in the cities, that don't like the violence and the looting. And if they go too far left on this, that could really be a problem for them. So they do have to balance that. And I think you'll see that throughout the week. And we'll see if Joe Biden does win. He's going to really get a hard charge from the left that's kind of been pent up for a while to enact some of the policies that they want.
I want to ask you what you make of our mayor, Lori Lightfoot's appearance there. She was on that panel. Biden's, I think it was pre-taped, but there were like five different representatives, mostly local leaders. They saw Houston's police chief, Art Acevedo, was there, who I've known when I worked in Houston for a few years. And there were other kind of local leaders, mayors, and that kind of thing. A huge profile for our mayor to be included in that very small panel of what, like five people. Here's some of what she said to Joe Biden.
Mayor, how are you prioritizing the many things you have to do to, as we try to tackle in a way that we haven't before, systemic racism in the city?
It really is about economic empowerment, because if people are lifted out of poverty and they are given an opportunity to feel a stake in their own future, that goes a long way. We're also challenging, you know, all kinds of institutions, from corporations to community-based organizations, to think about what they can do better to end systemic racism and make sure that we're uplifting the quality of life in communities, but also the voices of people that traditionally don't have a seat at the table.
Her response there. What did you make of how the mayor did last night?
You know, I think she always does very well, because I think that she sincerely believes it, you know, has lived it, and is very, very smart. And she right now, as we all know, has the toughest job in the country trying to get the city back on track and to solve those really long-term problems that she talks about a group of people being disenfranchised, and we need to get economic development in these areas where all the crime is. But that's a long-term solution. Short-term, we got to stop the looting and the violence.
I mean, that is the issue. She's got a lot of issues back home. Doesn't mean she can't lend her voice to the national conversation, but I think a lot of folks would say, you know, this is the focus. And she, to be fair, would agree with that, I'm sure. Making a lot of national news appearances, though, and I think we're all sort of wondering, well, we'd like her to appear here, too. We would like her to be more available locally, as well as elevating her profile nationally.
Yeah, and then there's a big allure to that. Once you get that taste of the national news, you want to keep doing it. But it is a very, very difficult job for her. But I think she's tough, and I think she's smart, and I think she's working through it. I thought she did a nice job last night. I think she always does.
Yeah, she's definitely, she's thought through the issues. Whether you agree with her or not, she is she's prepared and thorough in her. And I think from her life experience, balances with her life as a prosecutor, and she definitely is alienating some folks in the city right now. But I think she is charging forward with the path and trying to appeal to the center of Chicago without listening to either of the outside extremes. You know, I just got to ask you finally here tonight. They're going to be celebrating women. It's the 100th anniversary of the ratification of the 19th
yeah.
Amendment. Right? You got women's right to vote being celebrated. Bill Clinton is one of the lead speakers tonight. Any irony there?
Why?
Is that the right choice?
No, that's the wrong choice. No, that's a terrible choice. And the whole thing, I get the order of the speakers, but even watching it last night, I understand why they go after Trump constantly. I get it. But at some point, they got to turn the page here and talk about what the Democrats are going to do. And it's got to be something that's a little more interesting than what I thought especially Michelle Obama's speech was great, but they got to pick up the pace a little bit. But I agree with you. Bill Clinton leading on Women's Night is not a good choice.
You know, Jill Biden, okay. Nancy Pelosi is tomorrow. Hillary Clinton is tomorrow. Barack Obama tomorrow. Kamala Harris also tomorrow. Just, I don't know. That's one thing I just didn't get, Pat, but there are a lot of things that I just don't understand.
I realize I'm in charge of nothing, so I do have an opinion.
I love hearing your opinions, Pat. I do. And thank you for them. Thank you for always checking in with
anytime.
Us.
Anytime. I will see you around.
See you around.
Take care. Bye.
Pat Brady, he's the former chair of the Illinois Republican Party there.